Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Considering running for president in 2024 or 2028. Not even considering.
No, not at all.
This election is a choice about life and death.
We didn't defeat Trumpism. This is the most consequential election.
They choose that as they sell fear around crime. They sell calm around these perverse gun laws.
What we've got right now is not working, and it's about to break.
Look at the sewage that is online that they amplify on these networks and in social media to dehumanize people.
This whole damn border debate is made up.
That's how extreme the Republican Party is in the United States of America.
It's time to organize, guys, bottom up, not just top down. Republicans have been organizing bottom up forever. Where the hell are we as a party to capture the narrative?
I honestly, if I were offering him political advice, I'd tell him to pack up and wait a few years.
I never trust politicians, so I get why you keep asking.
So when I see you in Iowa in 2023, I will play this for you.
New Hampshire, South Carolina, I mean, where? What else?
And now, John and Ken present the Gavin Newsom is running for president desk. Gavin Newsom may be sort of running for president. Well, maybe Gavin Newsom not running for president desk.
Ay, ay, ay. This guy's such a headache already. It's the John and Ken Show. John Cobalt, Ken Champo, KFI AM 640 live everywhere on the iHeart Radio app. We're on the radio from 1 until 4. After 4 o'clock, whatever you missed, you go to the app for the John and Ken on-demand podcast.
Well, if you've been listening to us over the years, follow dippity-doo, Gavin Newsom. We believe that the great reckoning is coming. Like many other California politicians, he is stepping onto the national stage and he will bomb. We can go back and look at Tony Villar and Eric Garcetti. And Kamala Harris is another great example. These were California politicians who had some, quote, popularity here and have bombed on the national stage. And it's mostly because they don't really come across well. Either they have no personality or they just don't make sense. They talk in riddles like Harris does.
Well, as long as you support whack job progressive issues, you know, you'll get promoted to a high position politically in this state. But you cross the state line And you make no sense to normal people in the other 49 states. You really don't make any sense at all.
Well, plus there's a friendly media here.
Well, yeah.
Across the country, things are judged more critically by so many different media. I'm not just talking about the New York Times. I'm just talking about media outlets and their locales around the country.
Yeah.
And the way that you respond, I mean, Newsom, we told you, talks in tech jargon. He talks in weird riddles. He loves to have these strange little phrases that he uses, the famous meet the moment and so many others. So what he's trying to do now is position himself for running for president someday. That's why we had the desk.
He's waiting for Joe to die. You know, there's obviously a higher than normal chance that Biden is dead before the 2024 election. And Newsom wants to be first in line. So he's doing a grave watch is what he's doing.
So he's also positioning himself as the Democrat that will take on the other side. He's been mostly busy with that on Twitter, but to really no great effect. As you know, he ran commercials in Florida to try to attack the Florida government under DeSantis.
It's kind of stupid because, you know, DeSantis is wildly popular in Florida. So what's the audience for that exactly? You got 60% of the vote. Nobody gets 60% of the vote running for a governor in any state. DeSantis did. So what's your audience?
If he were to run for president and there's a Democrat Florida primary, he wants those voters to know that he stood up to their governor. There you go.
Except I've been to Florida, and the state is in far better condition. It just is, objectively, factually. I don't know what this is about. You know, if I was running a cesspool hellhole like parts of California have become, the last state I would take on is Florida. Florida has a 0% income tax. There was a story just the other day, I think it was in the Daily Mail, that the wealthier people who moved to Florida from New York save between $50,000 and $200,000 a year between taxes and a lower cost of living. $50,000 and $200,000 a year for people in the top 1%. Imagine that? Newsom can't compete with that.
So he goes on Fox News to take on Sean Hannity, believing that'll also lift his profile as the one who really went right into the enemy's territory. The interview was already conducted. It's going to be aired in its entirety tonight. Apparently, Hannity came to California and the governor's mansion up in Sacramento and interviewed Newsom. One thing that came out is that he wouldn't answer questions about whether or not he's running for president. I can see where you're going with that, and no, I'm not answering it. But I thought he already declared, no, I'm not. Not now, and not ever. Didn't he say that last year or earlier this year?
He's lying, and now he has to back away from that. You know, as it becomes clearer and clearer to everybody that Biden's on his last legs. I mean, you know, he just pitched forward a few days ago on stage. It's clear that Biden's cooked. We're in a place where we can wake up any day and Biden passed away during the night, and nobody would be surprised. Nobody would be shocked. Not even people in Biden's family. They all know.
No, I mean, at 80 years old, we wouldn't be shocked, but I don't see him the way I've seen elderly relatives of mine who the signs are there before they pass away. They don't speak. They can't talk. They can't move that well. I mean, you're going to say that's all true of Biden right now, but he's not in the category I'm... He's not that bad.
Right, but if he... Well, you don't know what's going on inside, right?
No.
I mean, he's not vigorous and healthy either.
All right, so here we're going to play. They released some preview clips for tonight's interview. Fox News Channel's special report, Newsom and Sean Hannity. We'll start with the first one on Biden and his mental capacity.
I think he's cognitively strong enough to be president.
I have conversations with him all the time, yes. And I'll tell you what.
You do.
I'm dead serious about that. I've talked to him when he's been overseas. I've been in Air Force One, Marine One. I've been in the limo with him. I've spent time with him privately.
Okay, but you never answered my question directly. How many times is your phone ping a day, people saying you need to get in this race because they agree with me that he's not up to the job?
I see where you're going with that.
I'm asking.
No, and I'm not answering.
Okay. Exactly what I was talking about.
Yeah, that was pretty indicative there.
When Hannity asked a clever question, Newsom was immediately flustered. Listen to the sounds he makes. He doesn't know what to say.
Because it's true. There are people telling him, stand by.
That's right. I've seen the polling, and the polling says that 70% of Democrats don't want Biden to run, and they think he's old and failing. That's a majority of the Democrats. This is not right wing.
Yeah, very flustered.
I'll play that again. Oh my God.
He actually says, I see where you're going with that.
Okay. That wasn't even a jab at Newsom, right? That wasn't even a criticism. That wasn't even a debate point. It was a clever question. How many times do you get pinged every day by people saying you better get in the race because Biden's...
And we've seen the polls. There's many Democrats who do not think Biden should run.
Right.
So they're calling people like Newsom. You're the backup. Be prepared. And that's why he laughed and sounded flustered, because it's true. He does hear from people.
That's right.
Sounds like he's drowning.
It does, doesn't he? Because he only works as long as he's in a bubble and doesn't have to respond to any counter, any debate, any oddball question. He can't live outside his bubble.
He also, two things were going on there at once. He doesn't want to go down that road, but it was also flattering. And it is flattering that people are calling me to say, get in the race. Mm-hmm. You're the big standby. You can see he's got kind of that embarrassed little laugh there, sort of a embarrassed exasperation. Oh, oh. They love me.
Oh, not
I'm
me.
So pretty.
They think I'm pretty too? John, do you think I'm pretty?
You touched on a weak spot for me. They want me. All right, we have two more clips coming up. Again, these are just preview clips for the full interview that airs tonight on Fox News. It's Dippity Doo with Sean Hannity. The next one will be about Trump. And then the one about DeSantis and the migrant flights. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio from 1 till 4. After 4, go to the podcast, John and Ken on Demand on the iHeart app.
All right, well, we're playing some preview clips tonight on Fox News in a special. Gavin Newsom appears with Sean Hannity to take on questions. This next clip is about, and this came up a couple of weeks ago, where he was also bragging about this, that I guess it's another way of taking a different road. Newsom wants to portray himself as a different kind of Democrat from the old guard. Well, I'm going to take on the opposition right in their face, DeSantis, Fox News. But in this case, he wanted to make it clear to people that he had a great relationship with Trump, I guess because everybody in his party just beats up on Trump. I don't know. Here's this clip.
All right, Donald Trump.
I'm trying for years.
I'd be negligent if I didn't get your reaction to what happened in the news.
Sad, and I say that as an American. I can imagine.
Are you friendly with him?
As you know, I didn't have a close fist. I had an open hand. We actually had an incredible relationship during COVID.
Right.
It was incredible. He played no politics during COVID with California.
Yep.
Played none whatsoever. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, I've got a lot of critique from the left by saying that.
I see, and that's the part I was
talking about. He wants to, again, differentiate himself from most of the other candidates. And he wants to say, I got criticized because I thought that I worked well with Trump during the pandemic.
I can work with Trump. DeSantis, though.
Well,
no, because DeSantis that's is a monster. Trump, I can do business with him.
Yeah.
I don't know what needle he's trying to thread here.
I don't either.
I just don't get it. But you know what? He's weird. I really, bottom line, he's weird. He's just... some kind of strange freak.
I like the way he says it was sad. I say that as an American. But as for Trump, I didn't have a closed fist. I had an open hand.
Now,
these phrases he uses.
What I'm interested in, and I don't know what's in the rest of the interview. I don't know why these cuts we're playing were released and nothing else. Maybe there's some surprises. He seems to be publicly just talking about either the hot button issues like guns and abortion or going after Republican figures like DeSantis. I don't see him trying to explain how California went this deep into the sewer. And I don't know if Hannity has questioned him about it extensively. I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
We watch this thing tonight. But when you run for a higher office, you running largely on what you've already done in life, especially if you have a political job and a major political job like California governor. And clearly, I don't think anybody can make the claim that things are turning out well here, right? So, again, when he leaves, but there's no scrutiny in this state from the media. And there's no real opposition party. So now he's going to go everywhere else where there is a much tougher media, where there's opponents within his party, and there's a much stronger opposition party. And I'm just baffled by him. I don't know what he's going to bring to the table in terms of look what I've done. You know, it's easy to like whack on DeSantis, right? It's easy to say something incendiary about abortion rights or gun rights, and ultimately, who cares, right? Most people are not driven by those issues, and you're not going to change those issues. But day-to-day life in California really sucks for a lot of people, and it's gotten much worse in the last 5 to 10 years, and he's been around for all of it.
Well, apparently also Hannity and Newsom got into it over the migrant flights, and Hannity made the point that many of us have made, that Democratic governors, mayors do this too. They ship migrants out all over the country. The Biden administration does this. The Obama administration did this. So here's how this went.
This is a stunt. It's embarrassing. It's pathetic.
I disagree. Stunt. I think he did the right thing. His state's not a sanctuary state. Well, Joe Biden
just wanted to help people.
Will you apply the same standard to Joe Biden? He's flying all these illegal immigrants.
Coordinating them. I'm engaged directly with the administration.
They're landing at 3:30 in the morning in Westchester Airport. Not LaGuardia, not Kennedy. Westchester, you know why? Because they're sneaking them in when states aren't looking and counties aren't
looking. Not perfect, but they're coordinating. There's a different spirit. There's a different level of engagement.
They're not leveling.
It's different in daylight and darkness. It's not perfect. There's some humility in this.
Well, isn't Joe Biden dumping people in Florida and all these other states?
He doesn't dump people anywhere. Well, but DeSantis,
what's the difference between what Joe is doing
with
what DeSantis is doing?
Manipulation. False representation.
Newsom just starts repeating words. It's interesting. This time they really battled each other and their voices overlap. But you hear that last part where Newsom just says everything, pretense, manipulation, false representation.
No,
he doesn't know what to say, so he just throws out words.
Yeah, I know. And because Biden and DeSantis are doing exactly the same thing. Biden has done it far longer in far greater numbers in many, many, many more states. DeSantis has done a couple of, you know, targeted dumps to prove the hypocrisy of these progressive woke people. You go to Martha's Vineyard, right? That is the greatest, richest, most liberal bastion in the Northeast. It's a perfect place to show that these people are a bunch of phony hypocrites, and they proved them right because all those immigrants were kicked off the island within 24 hours. They got one night, one night. Nobody took them into their home. Nobody hired them. Nobody took care of their kids. They were all kicked off the island. And that's really valuable to point out that most of these progressives are a bunch of hypocritical fools. And they don't want, they're NIMBYs like everybody else is.
So, and I'll read you, I guess this comes from the transcript of what we just played. Newsom talking about Biden's flights, because Hannity pointed out they're sometimes in the middle of the night sneaking them in. Not perfect, but they're coordinating. There's a different spirit. There's a different level of engagement. It's as different as daylight and darkness. It's not perfect. There's some humility in this space.
What does that mean?
I have no idea.
There's some humility in this space.
Hannity's making the point that there is not humility in this space, and there's not coordination. They're sneaking them in the middle of the night. At least DeSantis' flights look like they arrived during the daytime in the Sacramento area. What Newsom's trying to say is that the Biden people give everybody a heads up, but I don't think that's true.
What does it matter anyway? What does it matter how much heads up you get? You're eventually going to get a call, and then you're going to send...
Well, because in theory, then they're not dumped. You can receive them with charitable organizations and
I know.
Help.
All right, yeah, but in an hour, they'll
be there. You can send outreach workers to be there.
An hour later, they'll come. There's no material difference in their lives. All right, maybe they're standing around, sitting on a bench for a little while, and then here comes the goody goods.
Right.
To do the relocation routine.
All right, when we come back, speaking of the migrant flights, the El Segundo Times took another shot at just how horrible it was that Ron DeSantis in the state of Florida shipped migrants here from Texas via New Mexico by, well, they talked with some of the migrants. And it does look like they didn't get the true story, but we'll go through what they wrote up coming up next. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. It's the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Hey, everyone. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
We're live from 1 to 4 after 4, iHeart app for the John and Ken on demand podcast, and listen to what you missed.
I will have a lot more probably tomorrow on this interview Newsom did with Sean Hannity on Fox News. It airs in its entirety tonight. They just issued a couple of preview clips, and one of them was about Biden. Biden did not make any appearances today, even though we learned that his schedule is between, what is it, noon and 4?
Noon 11? To 4, yeah.
So public appearances.
By 1 o'clock our time, he's taking a nap. He's done.
Yeah, it's 4 o'clock in the East, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
Today, he didn't make any appearances because he's having a 2-day root canal, which sounds brutal.
Man, imagine going into Joe Biden's 80-year-old mouth there.
He had the first part of the root canal yesterday after experiencing some dental pain in his lower right premolar. And another procedure was scheduled to happen today.
Mm. He's rotting.
Hey, if he's got his own teeth at 80, that's not bad. Initial root canal procedures were performed at the time with a plan for a specialized endodontal follow-up in the near future. Mm. They said there were no complications, but he was experiencing some discomfort this morning. So they will complete the president's root canal today. If a root canal requires more than one visit, the first treatment generally is when the infected pulp is removed. Ooh, infected pulp. Was that like orange juice?
So there's infected pulp in his mouth?
Yeah, it's kind of in your gums in some areas like that.
Oh, my God.
And maybe the second appointment is when the root canal gets cleaned and filled with a crown or other filling to prevent infections. There's also a report, according to Axios, that Biden aides are concerned because the president is eating like a child. His favorite foods include peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, BLTs, pizza, cookies, spaghetti with butter and red sauce, and ice cream.
Is he not eating salmon and kale like they all do?
Orange Gatorade he likes. Oh, I guess that gives you, what does it have, like electrolytes or something?
Yeah, give
you
a lot of sugar in that, obviously.
There is a lot of sugar in those drinks. So they've been concerned because,
they've
you know what,
concerned.
You make it to 80, just eat what you want.
Just shut up. I'm on Biden's side here. Let him eat what he wants to eat. Not your business. It's not his.
Does that mean that he's mentally regressing, where he's just like he feels
could
like
be.
A kid again?
He's going again. For comfort.
He does talk about ice cream a lot, doesn't he? He came out that day looking for a chocolate chip ice cream. Remember that? He wandered in.
There was some tragedy that happened one day, remember?
Oh, that's right. He didn't comment that the first thing he came out to say was, where's the chocolate chip ice cream?
I think there was some kind of terrible shooting, and the reporters were waiting for a statement on that, and he went into an ice cream story.
All right. Meanwhile, the El Segundo Times doing its best with national correspondent Jack Herrera to try to get to the bottom of those migrant flights, which was the big story the end of last week or the week before that, I meant. This was, of course, migrants who were flown from Texas to New Mexico, or maybe they were bused to New Mexico. Then they got on planes and they arrived in the Sacramento area. There wasn't that many of them, a few dozen.
But you don't see any of them complaining. There's no evidence they've been mistreated in any way.
Well, the Times sent out a reporter to see if they were deceived, John. What were they told would be on the other end? And why were they told this?
Wait.
And the first thing you learned in this story is actually the Texas officials who coordinated these flights found these people sort of flopped outside in the street in El Paso. That's where they were. Some were in a church shelter. Some were staying in the alley. So they were there trying to provide a better alternative than just lying in the streets.
So
that's what they did.
So they got a private jet to Sacramento, rather than sleeping in an alleyway in El Paso. What's the harm here?
Well, some of them told the Times reporter, we wanted to stay here because this is where our appointments were. Their asylum appointment, I guess.
So don't go.
And that's exactly right. Nobody was, they were just, what's the word we'd use for it? Outreach? A lot of outreach. Aggressive outreach. Just kind of. They said everybody was polite, but they were insistent. And they were telling us all sorts of things that would be waiting for us on the other end.
If you don't want to go,
there would be jobs. There would be help.
I'm sure there will be jobs here in California. I'm right. I mean, I'm sure Newsom has hired all these people to work in his vineyards.
Yeah. It says here, DeSantis and his spokespeople defended the flights, arguing the migrants boarded them voluntarily. Well, they did. Nobody was carried off onto the plane.
Was there?
They did, arguing.
Was anybody at gunpoint marched into the plane?
No.
No.
Although one of the women interviewed said she thought they might be drug cartel people because they were vague and weird.
They don't go if you don't trust.
She didn't go. One of her friends went, but she didn't go.
They crossed the border illegally. They went into a foreign country, a country that they have no job waiting for them, and they don't even speak the language. You came here. You don't get to bitch about the accommodations. You could always go home. You could have always stayed home. Here, you get a private plane to Sacramento, the capital of the greatest state in the union.
A sanctuary state. In fact, that's what happened. They eventually got some, I think, Catholic Charities or something to come down there and help the migrants find a good place to live for now. And
I'm sure
maybe hook them up with services.
I'm sure Catholic.
We got plenty of services in California.
Catholic Charities in Sacramento is probably within 5 miles of the airport. Soon as they landed, somebody made a call. There were probably vans showing up to take them to their first hot meal. Nothing bad happened to these people. Do you see any of them demanding to go back to El Paso or to go back to their home country? No. Nobody's upset. Nothing. Only good things happened to them. Now they've
got. Let's look at this logically. If we're dumping all these migrants in Texas, obviously they don't have the resources there to handle tens of thousands of migrants every week or two. El Paso's overrun. What's wrong with sending them to another place where they can be connected with services and gotten help?
Now, I
thought normally you're supposed to go where there's a sponsor, right? Where there's some relative or somebody else you know in some town or city in the U.S. That's really the route you're supposed to take?
Yeah, but people are just...
But instead, a lot of them don't have anybody. They're just lying there in El Paso streets.
Because
I'm looking at a picture here. Migrants are at a campsite outside the Sacred Heart Church in downtown El Paso.
Right, because people are just coming. It's a wide open border. No, they don't have sponsors. They don't have a place to go. They don't know anybody here. But they heard if you come in, you can stay here forever, which is true. So they come. Figure it'll work out.
It's very odd. The tone of this article is, the tone of this article is that they were all deceived and somehow tricked into getting on these planes. Wait, but when you actually read the quotes, everyone says, well, they were friendly. They were just insistent that we could do better
because,
if
you
we
know
got
what?
On these planes. But nobody was hauled off.
Newsom and the progressive idiots at the LA Times are frustrated. They want to present a negative story about DeSantis.
Oh, they want this to turn into a criminal case of some weird sort.
But nothing bad happened. And so they're hyping on this idea that maybe, possibly, a couple of them weren't sure where the plane was going. So what? It was a private plane to a capital city, major population center in the state, and they were taken care of very quickly. Nobody suffered. In fact, listen to this, and this is all out of Newsom's mouth. Quotes. When he found out that what DeSantis did, I was crawling out of my skin for 2 days. Think of that visual. The fact that DeSantis put together this news conference in Arizona days after he did this, it's just a manifestation of the worst of the worst of humanity. You imagine that? Putting these migrants on a private plane to Sacramento is the worst of the worst of humanity. Well, it sounds like he was a serial killer and cannibal, wasn't he?
It does sound like
right? He's boiling children and eating them. Then the next quote, Newsom says when he met with the migrants, they were upbeat. Everyone was generous. Everyone was smiling. Everyone was happy. Everyone was happy is what he said because they felt safe, but they didn't know they were being played. He noticed that the migrants hadn't understood where they were consenting to when one of them asked, what is Sacramento? They're upbeat, they're happy, they're safe, and that's a manifestation of the worst of the worst of humanity? Is he insane? I just ridiculous. He just said stuff. He just blurts out nonsense.
Because they're having a hard time making this what they want it to be
right.
To most of the American people, an atrocity of some kind.
Yeah, Newsom and the LA Times got way ahead of the story. They're so into propaganda. They're so into BS that they started blurting out all these terrible things and then found out it's like, wow, these people are happy. They're grateful to be here. Of course they are. Most people have never taken a private plane.
All right, we got more to come. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Oh, today was a day in court for that Utah woman we've talked a lot about, the one that is accused of poisoning her husband with fentanyl and then going off and writing a children's book about coping with grief after the death of a father. One of the things that was happening in court today, her defense team thinks charges should be dismissed, which is a little weird. But really what this was about is whether or not she was going to get bail. And she did not. Corey Richens is her name. Detectives are in there testifying about finding the husband dead and cold to the touch. And the prosecutors argue the evidence against her was strong enough to deny her bail. And that was the decision of the judge today. And one reason you realize that was probably a good decision, because apparently it was introduced in court that the family, or at least the wife, had what they call a bug-out bag. Do you know what a bug-out bag is?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, when you got to get out of town really fast.
Fast.
Yeah.
Passports, everything you need to
That's
make a quick
right.
getaway.
Got some money, got toiletries, got some clothes.
A housekeeper apparently was involved in helping this woman obtain the fentanyl. which she slipped into a Moscow Mule cocktail that she made for her husband. But apparently they also learned that there was this bug out bag, which I guess convinced the judge that this woman might have a plan to flee if we let her out on bail.
You know what? I know they have to go through the procedure, but anybody who did a crime like this should never get bail. Ever.
Yeah.
It's self-evident. There's no argument for this. She's a psycho. She's a psycho. This wasn't an angry moment she had in a fight. This was something that was planned out for a long time. And then, you know, was selling a book over it.
Yeah, in case you didn't follow this, too, she made major changes to the family's estate plan before her husband's death, took out life insurance policies on him with benefits totaling nearly $2 million.
How many times?
And had allegedly tried to poison him before.
Yeah, how many times do we hear that angle? Right?
Oh, that's right out of the old mystery movies.
Yeah,
right?
Because that's
the Black Widow.
That's the motivation for this stuff. I'm going to walk away rich and live my own life because... she's a psycho to start with, but bad marriage, doesn't like being tied down with the responsibilities, wants to run out of there, clean slate, multi-million dollars, and enjoy life.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like the oldest story in humanity.
The defense is saying prosecutors have just accepted the narrative from the Eric Richens family that the wife poisoned him, and worked backward in an effort to support it. Spending 14 months investigating this, not finding enough to support their theory.
Accepted the narrative. Boy, that word needs to be banished. Narrative. Oh, you mean the truth? Everybody turns to the truth now. Well, that's your narrative. No, that's what happened. Bonehead.
In another court case, which is fun to comment on, there was a woman by the name of Jennifer McBride who is still trying to get $500,000 from Lady Gaga. Now, this takes us back to early in 2021 when they stole.
Money.
Yes, they stole her three French bulldogs from the dog walker who was shot in the attack. Eventually, the dogs were returned, and the woman's name is Jennifer McBride. But police investigators determined that she had everything to do with the kidnapping in the first place.
I remember. This takes a lot of gall.
Well, the reason she thinks she has a case is because Lady Gaga allegedly offered the $500,000, no questions asked. Now, if you take that at its face, that means you're not interested in whether or not the person returning the dog is the one who stole the dog or knew the people that stole the dog. You're not going to ask any questions. You just want the dogs back. Here's your $500,000.
How binding is that legally? If you put out an announcement saying, I'll give $500,000 to anybody who shows up with the dog, I mean, is that a binding legal contract?
I don't know. I guess that's what they're going to have to determine.
It's not like, when the sheriff's department or the county of L.A. has a reward and then people will go to court to try to collect it. I don't know.
Including like the murderer?
Yeah,
or the
right.
person that knows where the body is or the missing person is.
No questions asked doesn't mean if you're the one who kidnapped my dog that I'm going to pay you for it, because now that's extortion. That's a ransom.
And now everybody's going to do it.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, McBride claimed she was just a good Samaritan who just found the dogs on the street.
It's not crazy.
And had no idea that they belonged to Lady Gaga. But it was the story collapsed as LAPD investigators determined that she was connected to one of the kidnappers. And according to the attorneys for Lady Gaga, the law does not allow a person to commit a crime and then profit from it. So if she participated in the crime, the judge should just throw this out on its face because she cannot profit from the crime by collecting the reward money for the return of the dogs.
I think that's a rational thought.
Now, this woman did plead no contest to knowingly receiving stolen property, got 2 years probation in December. So that's why she's free.
2 years probation?
She wasn't a direct kidnapper, but she was part of the plan, which I guess included returning the dogs for the reward money, I think.
The dog walker got shot, almost died.
Right, but I don't think she was even there, this woman.
So? She's part of the conspiracy.
I know. Well, they've been changing the laws in California on that, as you know.
Yeah, it sounds like a Gascon production here.
They only want to punish the actual shooter or stabber or whatever. This guy was walking along with the dogs. Back in 2021, he was shot once in the chest. Two of the dogs were stolen. The third was left behind and later recovered. And they eventually caught up with the kidnappers.
You know, you can't even walk around with a dog and there's a bunch of goons running around with guns.
They're designer dogs.
What is that? Is that one of those
purebreds?
French
bulldogs. Yeah, they're worth a lot of money. And those are the ones that are getting stolen.
The shooter did plead no contest to attempted murder. He got 21 years in prison. Well, he could have killed a guy. You'd think he'd get more than that. And the other guy involved got 4 years in prison. But this woman just got probation, but now she wants the reward money to start a fresh. Well, they'll have a hearing. A judge may throw this out. This is what the latest court hearing was about, for both sides to make their case as to why or why not she should get the reward. All right, we got more coming up. It's the John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere in the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency, where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at NerdWallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter.